This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also the ranking Republican on the Select House Intelligence Committee, and he's a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor in Michigan in the 2010 campaign. We want to get his thoughts now on an idea at least floated by the Obama administration to house some Guantanamo detainees in Michigan. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thank you. It's good to be with you.
In addition to trying to get rid of Guantanamo detainees to be accepted by other countries, the administration has let it be known that it's considering moving some of them to Fort Leavenworth in Kansas and others to a prison facility in Standish, Michigan, which apparently is scheduled to be closed. That's in the northern half of lower Michigan. But what do you make of that rationale?
It's a really bad idea. I mean, what they're trying to do is they're trying to play off of an administration in Michigan that clearly is hurting. I mean, we've got the highest unemployment in the country. We've got unemployment over 15%. So they think that in Michigan's desperation, we will just latch onto it and say, wow, we're going to turn Michigan into a federal penal colony. Excuse me, Michigan's a whole lot better. We've got a lot better opportunities than that. And we shouldn't have these people come to Michigan. The president, you got to go back and take a look at when the president made this decision. He made it on the third day in office. He'd done no review. He hadn't talked to the people in the intelligence community. They hadn't talked to the people who were guarding these prisoners in Gitmo. He had a cursory view of who these people were, what they'd done, but didn't understand the challenges of holding them in detention. And then, so without the necessary information, he made a hasty decision and said, we're going to close Gitmo and move them to the United States or move them to other places. It was an ill-advised strategy. It wasn't thought through. And what he's now finding is that the strategy is almost impossible to implement because it was just a very, very bad idea. And now he's grasping at straws. He tried sending some to Bermuda, to send some to a couple of other places, and he's finding that our allies don't want them. And now what he's also finding is the American people recognize that putting these deadly terrorists in their home communities is a really, really bad idea. The president should just back off, leave Gitmo open, and leave these people exactly where they are.
Congressman, last question before we let you go. The president's argument in favor of bringing some of the terrorists to facilities in the United States is that he has confidence in the facilities, that these prisoners won't escape, so there really shouldn't be any fear in the community. How do you respond to that?
A couple of things. Number one, you got to go back to what problem is the president solving? What problem is the president solving? And by just giving these prisoners a new zip code, is he going to solve the problem? The answer is no. The second thing is, do I believe that we can house these people and have our prison guards detain these people safely? Absolutely. But the bigger answer is, what happens in the community? And for this, I think the president needs to release the classified information about the threats that these people have posed and the problems that we have had in detaining them in Guantanamo. Only then can the American people see why this is a really bad idea, and it's probably also the reason why the president hasn't released any of that information. The people in Standish, Michigan, the people in Fort Leavenworth, they don't have all the information to judge whether this is a good idea. And what I say to the president is, give these folks the information, give the governors of each of these states, the legislators in each of these states, in these states, the same information that I have on these detainees, who they are, what they've done, and the challenges that we've faced in incarcerating them. Then the American people, we can make an intelligent and an informed decision. Until that happens, we can't.
Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
Hey, always great to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Michigan Congressman Peter Hoekstra, top Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District, candidate for the Republican nomination for governor of Michigan in 2010. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.